It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Happy Thursday!
Let's make this show the best show ever. Let's go.
Let's get the show started. The show started. The show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning, just after 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Welcome to your prequen. We are Klein Alley Show. Lots to get into this morning, including the return of El Cheapo, and El Cheapo may have performed her greatest miracle ever for the residents of Southern California. I saw some footage, and there's some great Photoshops happening currently on Klein Alley Show's Instagram of you at the city council meeting last night fighting for our right for free air.
You know, I have a lot more respect now for Chad, JT, the Party Bros. I believe we talked to them yesterday and they said that they have made 78 appearances at city council meetings. And it seems ridiculous because you're like, oh, whatever, I have 3 minutes, I can say whatever the hell I want and then I'll never see these people again. It doesn't matter if there are 5 people in that room or 500. It is extremely intimidating.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most highly embarrassing moments of my life.
I can't wait to relive it today. We've got the full audio, video. It's going to be a great day to be locked in on the socials, locked in on the YouTube. We're streaming live right now. You can find us there at K-Rock's YouTube. And we will get to all of that this morning on the show, including, did Ali actually make a difference or was this a giant waste of everyone's time?
Oh. I think after you listen to what I have to show you, you will know that I've made a difference. But there are beginnings.
Yes.
And there are ends.
This is the beginning
of something major, guys.
But I will say,
I'm starting a movement.
At the very least, take a moment, head over to the Instagram and look at some of the fine Photoshops that you people have done. Allie's image standing in front of city. What city hall were you in front of?
I was in front of the Agora Hills City Council.
Agora Hills City Council.
Yeah, I actually got to see in person some of the people that were on that ballot that I never filled out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I didn't vote for you.
I was like, oh, that's Nathan Hamburger.
I didn't vote for you.
His name is Hamburger?
There's a guy named Nathan Hamburger, and I remember reading the ballot going, that's funny. I'll vote for that guy.
Yeah, why would you not vote for that guy?
And I saw him in person. I was like, whoa, this guy actually looks super boring.
Fat guy or no?
No, just as kind of a stand-up, mid-40s, regular white guy.
Boring.
Yep.
We got a decent show planned for you today. On top of that, we'll get you into Universal Studios. We'll give you some more of those cans of the Jake Shack beans. People love the Jake Shack beans so much. I can't even believe, Allie, there's so many celebrities that have called to endorse this product.
Oh, there are so many.
We can't get into it all right now, but I will just give you an idea of just some of the many big-time celebrities that are a fan of Jake Shack Beans.
Howdy, folks. It's me, the Colonel.
Oh.
You know, when I'm not choking on chicken, I like to reach for a scotch glass full of Jake Shack Beans. Ooh, sweet divots. It goes down smooth.
He eats them out of a scotch glass. Oh, I mean, that's classy.
That's
no classier way to enjoy Jake Shack Beans.
Sweet and creamy with a hint of spice. Oh, I love it. And I know you will, too. Why don't you try Jake Shack Beans?
Not available in stores. You can only win a can from us this morning here on K-Rock. We'll do some more of those tiny towels as well. And we'll give you 4 hours to not think about anything else going on in the world.
Yeah, you can check out fully with us.
A much-needed distraction from anything intelligent at all that is going on. You can spend it with us, and we will get into a little Allie Knows the News action in moments for an easy $100. It could be yours. But first, why the hell not? Some Three Doors Down on a Thursday morning here on the World Famous.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you're a new listener, welcome. You'll learn to love us or hate us eventually. And for everyone else, thanks for coming back for more Netbangers. A special good morning to you. Checking us out on YouTube as well. Apparently, we received a delivery. Special delivery from YouTube. I don't know. Vanessa's being real hush-hush about it, but she says, it's a surprise. And I said, is it the plaque? Because we got 100,000 followers. And she goes, I'm not telling. So clearly it's the plaque, right?
That's all we would be expecting from them, other than a cease and desist.
But she doesn't want to tell us. Oh, it could be that. We've gotten those before.
Yeah, we've gotten your flag.
We've gotten cease and desist many times. Oh, I hope it's one of those instead.
I think we got a cease and desist just a couple weeks ago.
That'd be so
funny.
From
a person in another country, in Thailand.
That'd be so funny if she thought she was bringing us in a plaque to celebrate 100,000 and it ends up being just a bunch of legal forms that say that
we have to bring down our YouTube stream.
But she won't tell us. Vanessa, is it the plaque that says we've got 100,000 followers?
Maybe.
She won't tell us. She's being very coy.
Vanessa's so good at keeping secrets and also lying about things.
She's the best liar.
Remember we tried to pull that thing on Johnny.
Oh, the prank on Johnny?
And then
she never really went through it.
I know, but she was like trying to keep it together in the meeting. And yeah. She could not do it.
Which prank on Johnny? Because we have a few that we're cooking.
It was
with
the
right
one
now.
Where we were trying to get the boss to get him in for an interview to be the CEO of the company.
CEO of the company. When he wanted to be CEO of the company.
I knew that was all the way fake because, first of all, Vanessa does not send emails that well.
Yeah, that was the bit.
First of all, I asked you to check your email.
The problem
Vanessa
is,
was like, have you checked your email recently? There might be something important.
We set up a whole, it was really bad acting. We set up a whole, so much effort went into this thing. We never even got to do it on the air. I'm so mad, but we set up a whole person. We actually hired a person to play the role of the head of hiring department.
No, we went to a third party.
Someone no one even knows here. And then this person set up a whole email address just to basically send Johnny an email saying, we heard you're interested in being CEO of the company.
I know. And then
we'd like to do a whole Zoom interview with you, and we were going to listen to the Zoom interview and make fun of him on the air. And then he never checked. This is why Johnny's the problem, because he never checked the email.
And then the guy was like, guys, I sent the email like days ago. Yeah. He's not getting back to me.
I saw the email. I was just like, this looks a little fishy.
But then Vanessa kept going every day. Anyone check their email
Let's
today?
All make sure we check our emails every day. And then it's like looking at us and smiling all big. Yeah, and we're like, Vanessa,
winking at us. And Johnny's like, is her eye okay? And we're like, we don't know. But yeah, that backfired. Well, listen, that's just more proof that 90% of the things we try to do to make this a better show don't end up happening. So you're stuck with the 10% right. that fall through the cracks.
So long story short, our YouTube plaque arrived.
Yeah. So anyway, ta-da, we're thrilled. I'm sure we'll bring it in here at some point this morning and we'll pretend we care. More importantly, though, there's this guy who says we've ruined his life.
Hey, D-holes, you guys are ruining my life. Because of the show, I can't start work until an hour later now. My official hours are about 8 to 5, but, you know, normally I start at 10 and then work till 5. Now I can't start working till 11. What the hell? You guys suck.
Summer hours. Everyone loves them.
Sorry.
No one loves it more than us.
No one loves it more than our wives.
Oh, man.
They really hate it.
So anyway, that's a good call to start the show with. We got open phones now at 800-520-1067. If you'd like an easy $100 of Allie's money. And you're up for the challenge of answering 5 questions about the news. We will all learn together. If you've never played before, now is your time. Listen to this. Consider this a sign to call and battle Allie for her money. Allie Knows the News is next at 800-520-1067 after this. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Allie Show. Quick text from the 303. Wow, guys, I try not to comment on the commercials because figure that's just how you guys get paid and stuff. But that new Lasara commercial of Jake rapping, you have to get that off the air.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
That is a 323, not a 303. Not a fan of Jake rapping. But you know what? He's so skinny now. He's got confidence that he shouldn't have.
He's got skinny white guy confidence. He's skinny dangerous.
And you know, a skinny white guy with confidence, that could be the next Eminem. In Jake's case, not the case. But regardless, let's get into a little Allie Knows the News. Chance for you to win $100 of her money. Easy money can be yours on a Thrifty Thursday. It's the greatest day of the week to take Allie's cash and a theme song inspired by your heroic activities that we will listen to later in the show today.
She's going to the city council meeting because instead of paying for air, she'd rather save a buck or two. Let's find out if Allie knows the news. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. This Blue Man Group, these guys, they paint their faces red.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
That's a great throwback to the great Kevin Ryder. All right, let's say hi to Tracy in La Habra with like a shot of Allie's cash. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, guys.
Sweet debits. Hopefully you've been studying up on what's been going on in the world. Allie is going to leave the K-Rock studios. I've got questions here. Answer these quickly, confidently, and accurately, and instantly you'll win Allie's money and all of our respect, and that is the most important thing. Way more than money is the value of our respect around here. We got questions, and your round will begin right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Men in Yucaipa stole 85 of these from a restaurant. 85 of these were stolen from a restaurant in Yucaipa. Big news story.
My goodness. Spicy chicken sandwiches.
Oh, man, that would be a great, great haul. Go to question number 2. This influencer, star of his own Netflix documentary, has been arrested in Texas after threatening Joe Rogan.
Oh, good for them, whoever it was. Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, go to question number 3. Jack Black is reprising his role of Officer Dick in what video game? What video game will we get the return of Officer Dick, Jack Black's character?
Oh my God. These are hard today, guys.
Sometimes they're harder.
Yeah, sometimes things are hard. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Go to question number 4. The NBA draft took place. Which college did the first pick in the NBA draft go to?
I actually saw this. Duke.
And finally, question five. North Korea has decided that they'd like to start getting some tourists there. So they have plans to build this in North Korea to start getting more tourism there. What are they going to be building?
An amusement park.
All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. See how you did. I know, sometimes you listen, you go, I got them all. Then you get on the hot seat and you go, these are tough today. It's all technically news. There's obviously much more depressing things we could be talking about, but let's go ahead and it's not good when North Korea becomes the not depressing news to talk about, but here we are. Allie's back in the studio. Don't say anything else. Here we go. We'll score it together. Allie, question one.
Yeah.
Men stole 85 of these from a restaurant in Yucaipa.
Oh, I believe I saw this morning. It was koi fish.
All right. That is absolutely correct.
That's so many koi fish.
It's a lot of koi fish to steal. Very expensive. And if you ever go to like one of those, usually it's like a sushi restaurant. I don't know why when you walk in someplace to eat fish, they want to show you what the live ones look like before you walk in.
Oh, I like seeing that.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really?
Because it feels like it's all fresh, you know?
Yeah, but you're not eating the koi fish.
I know, but it's just a trick of the mind. And I like seeing the koi fish that have little whiskers on them because they look like little kitties.
They're the wise ones the other koi fish go to for advice.
Yeah, they're like relaxed.
Anyway, these guys stole 85 koi fish from a restaurant. A big, big thievery that took place. She guessed spicy chicken sandwiches. She does not get the point. We got a question number two now. Allie's up 1-0. This influencer, star of his own Netflix documentary, has been arrested in Texas after threatening Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah. The Liver King.
That is the correct answer.
I believe he challenged him to a fight.
The Liver King has apparently become unhinged, which is crazy when your diet consists of cannibalism. But regardless, he is now threatening Joe Rogan. He's been arrested. She guessed Logan Paul or Jake Paul. She's wrong. So Allie goes up 2-0. We go to question number three. Jack Black is going to reprise his role of Officer Dick in what video game?
Oh, God. I saw this and I forget the name. Fortnite?
How could you forget the name? Tony Hawk, pro skater.
Oh, that's right.
You don't forget that name at all. No one gets the point on that one. We go to question number four. Allie's still up two. You have a chance to tie this up at the very least, Tracy. Here we go. Question number four. The NBA draft had a number one pick that came from which college?
That's...
I didn't even ask the name of the guy because I thought that'd be too hard for you.
Yes.
So I went with just college.
UConn?
No. She got it right. She said Duke. And yes, absolutely. The number one draft pick did come from Duke University. And we go to this final question. She's now one away. Here we go. 2-1. Heading into question number five. North Korea decided they want to start getting some more tourists to come visit there. So they're going to build this. This is what they're building.
A koi fish pond, obviously.
They've got all these new 85 koi fish. Yeah, they're ready to go. Is that your guess?
Disneyland?
Disneyland in North Korea. That'd be great. That is not right. She guessed an amusement park as well. They've decided they're going to go all in on the, they want to do a beachfront, whole like beachside, seaside, boardwalk situation.
I guess, yeah, there is beach there.
So
huh?
That is, unfortunately, no one gets the point. Well, 2-1 final score. Not as exciting as it should have been, Tracy, but you put in the effort. And what must you shamefully admit as Allie puts her money back into her pocket?
This is Tracy from La Habra. I've been listening to K-Rock since I was 13 years old. And today, Allie definitely knows the news because I suck.
That's
sorry.
Right. You don't have to say you suck. Let
great
us,
job,
let
though.
Us tell
no,
you that.
Say again.
Let us tell you you suck. Now, thank you for
as
the
I was walking in, loyalty. Vanessa said, Klein only asked boy questions.
Boy questions? I mean, I guess if you want to argue Liver King is a boy question, maybe.
NBA draft, boy question.
Video game.
Boy question.
Oh, stop it.
All boy questions.
Koi fish, boy. Boys.
Yeah, North Korea. Well, it's true. You're a woman in North Korea. It's not going to end well for you, right? All heroes wear capes is an expression that is used far too often. And in this particular case, I think it does apply. Allie decided that she was going to step up and do something because we peer pressured her into doing it, really. And also because she believes that the people of Southern California are being fleeced, bamboozled, and scammed by gas stations all over that have been attempting to fool you into paying for air, even though it is free. And I know that this has led to a lot of controversy as to people that say, well, it's not free unless you buy gas.
It doesn't matter. The point is that they're putting signs on the air pumps that say it is a certain amount of dollars for a certain amount of time. And the truth of the matter is that since the year 2000, air in California is free and they should not be advertising it as anything other than free. And I do feel a new sense of purpose after my appearance in the city council last night. It was embarrassing, yes. It was nerve-wracking, and I was very nervous with those little microphones all in front of me. But I got it done, and now that I'm looking at this, I think I did go over my 3 minutes.
Yeah, I have not heard any of this. I've wanted to go in. A lot of people have been tagging us because anyone could watch. Apparently, you could watch it live on YouTube as it was happening.
People were watching live and commenting. This is, I think, the most commented on video from the Agoura Hills City Council.
Mm. Wow. And by the
that
way,
was a hard record to break. I'm sure.
The record was 3, and this one had, I think, about 6. But still, there were some net bangers that found out what Allie was doing. They got in the chat. They were infiltrating it as well.
Yeah, and I walked in literally as it was starting. I couldn't get there early, and I walked in. Thank God I knew exactly where the place was. I filled out my speaker card, and they did not read the name that I put on there.
Oh, what did you put on there? Poogers?
I put Poogers, yeah.
Really?
And they didn't say Poogers.
No.
I said Allison Poogers Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling they're not a big fan of jokes at this.
But I was like, maybe if I can mask it between my regular name, they'll think it's like some artsy, cool middle name. And so I handed it to them. There were only 2 speakers that were scheduled to speak, me and one other guy. And the other guy was very passionate about a way to combat future wildfires in the city by making everyone trim their hedges.
Yeah,
he thought that everyone's hedges were too high.
Yeah, I think this is some of that guy.
It is something real that can reduce the risks we face today, and it's in your authority to make a polity's decision to do so now. Thank you.
So that guy is speaking eloquently about a topic that actually matters, that's affected us all, the wildfires. And then, of course... Yeah. Allie gets called up, and she has a much less important topic to discuss, but it matters to her because she's cheap and she doesn't like people getting fleeced for a buck to buy air. So
our next speaker is Allison Johnson.
Boo.
We should have
filled the crowd with fans.
Well, it's funny because about a half an hour before this, when the thing actually started, they spent 25 minutes talking about this karate studio that's been around in the city for the last 30 years. And there were speakers that spoke about that place. The people came up in their karate gear. They spoke. They took pictures. And then once all that was over, they all left. So there was like 2 people left in the city council because they were there for their moment, the karate studio, and then they all left. I think there was a Girl Scout there as well. She left.
Oh, man.
So it was me and this one other speaker and then maybe 2 other people.
You know, when you're done with your speech, all you want to do is head to the door, but then you got to, like, it's like that moment. It's like when you go to a comedy club and the comedian you see already went, you're like, I got to get out of here now. I don't want to sit around. Allie was like...
I was the person that you're like, oh.
When will this end?
Our next speaker is Allison Johnson.
Shut up!
Hey!
Here we go.
Hello, council. Thank
you. Whoa.
Jeez. Now,
very loud.
Everyone else was not loud. I think I was speaking a little too loud.
Did you walk right into the podium? What happened here? Did
swallow
you-
that mic?
Yes.
Hello, council. Thank
you. By the way, Allie, there's video of this. You got to see it. You look nervous.
I am nervous because
you
have a big podium of people with those tiny microphones, and they're all very serious.
Yeah, but
and
you're not
talking
on trial.
About,
you're not like it's not like you're on trial.
I
for,
know, but they're judging
yeah,
with their
your cause
faces.
That you believe in.
Yeah, you're fighting for your own cause.
I know, but as I was walking up, I was like, "What I have written is ridiculous."
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello, council. Thank you so much for letting me speak tonight about an issue that I have noticed and wanted to raise to people's attention.
You wrote that like that?
No, I didn't start that way.
What happened? You went off script?
Yeah, I got too nervous at the beginning.
Yeah, you like went into a weird
I was going to start by asking them all to close their eyes and take a deep breath.
What happened there?
I got too nervous. I just thought
raised to people's attention. As I take a deep breath now, I'm thankful that breath is free.
Oh, boy. You went like real dramatic with it, huh?
Yes,
if you're just joining us, Allie is addressing city council to try to make a change that will affect us all if you've ever been screwed. And I don't know. We've been talking about this for a few days now. I don't know if there's one person that's actually paid for air. I think people have
oh,
seen...
Oh, no. There are a lot of people who have paid
I
for
pay
air.
I paid for air, dude. Are you
oh,
kidding?
Oh, you? Oh, I didn't realize. You
yes,
fell for the
course,
scam.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
oh.
you see... Well, I didn't know it was a scam. There's a, you know, it says put in 50 cents or whatever. You put in the 50 cents. Yeah.
The council
Get
member
the
I talked to after I spoke went up to me as well.
All right, here we go.
And I think to myself, what would it be like if it wasn't free? Maybe every minute of breathing would be 50 cents or even worse, a dollar.
Oh, God.
Really taking everyone on a path here.
You know, you could have used ChatGPT to give you something good. You were.
This is OG. This is all Allie, baby. This is Poogers.
You went freehand. Also, you said there's people in this room? It doesn't sound like there's anyone in this room.
No, it doesn't. Even though there's a lot of people, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like...
And life-saving oxygen is all around us, and it fills this very room. But some people feel it should come at a price, and I'm talking about gas station owners and their infamous...
Onus. Oh, boy.
I had a few flubs there.
Feel it should come at a price, and I'm talking about gas station owners and their infamous air pump scams. How often have you paid to fill your tire not knowing that you did not have to pay?
Never, you cheap bitch.
No.
Wait, why is everyone... Don't yell at Allie.
One of the rules of public speaking is you have to kind of like make eye contact with the people you're trying to communicate your message to.
Too scared.
And you are just staring down at the paper.
You don't look up at all, huh?
No.
I haven't seen the video. I did see like a clip. I saw the picture that everyone's been photoshopping on our Instagram.
I was way too nervous to even look them in the eye because it was just, I just felt so stupid.
Did you go get your hair done for this? It looks like you did your hair for this.
Well, I had...
she got a blowout.
You didn't wear
no,
that...
No, I didn't get a blowout.
she went to the gas station and she got the free air and blew out her hair.
I'll show them.
Now, there's a little water in that air, Omar. That wouldn't work.
So, I mean, the fact that Allie...
I wanted to look professional.
Yeah, you look good. I don't know. Here you wear that giant baseball hat, but over there you did a whole thing, so you should have worn that giant hat in there supporting Iran. Here we go.
How often have you paid to fill your tire not knowing that you did not have to pay? Most people don't realize this, but California law requires every service station in this state to provide during operating hours water, compressed air, and a gauge for measuring air pressure to the public for use in servicing any passenger or commercial vehicle.
So you decided to not go funny, you went factual.
I have to go factual and then eventually get funny. I get funny.
I think that last person left that was sitting there.
Girl Scout left.
You
walked to council.
Shut up.
Start leaving. Here's air, a whole room full of air now. Congratulations, you got it.
And despite this being a law since the year 2000, I see every gas station in the city and beyond advertising with stickers. Air, $1.50 for 4 minutes. Air, $2.50 for 5 minutes. Not only is 5 minutes a ridiculously long amount of time for air, they asked us to pay through traditional coin slots, and I've seen gas stations that I frequent even add card readers in the last 6 months to their air machines, waiting for people like us to pay unknowingly.
Your 3 minutes have to be up by now, right?
No, because you guys keep stopping. It's not
like
even been
eternity.
A minute yet. I have a lot
Isn't
more
there a
to
guy
say.
With a buzzer or a gong over there?
No, they don't have a buzzer.
Oh, I'll be a gong guy.
There were only two people slated to speak, all right? There's time.
Oh, man.
Allie,
I have a lot more to say. Are you guys going to let me speak? Because they let me.
I think you're doing great.
People like us to pay unknowingly.
Oh, that's it.
They don't do that in Agoura Hills City Council.
That's a great idea. Dick. They're just going you out, and there she goes.
All right, are you going to take my cause seriously? Because let's just move on then if you're not going
this
to.
But the fact that you actually took the time out of your night to go to City Hall.
That I had the balls to speak in front of the city council.
People like us to pay unknowingly, earning them hundreds of extra dollars a year as they laugh their way to the bank. And these crooked owners...
hundreds of dollars a year. I don't think I was laughing their way to the bank for a couple hundred dollars a year. I'll show you. I'll buy a sandwich.
You have to commit.
All right, so once again, are they supposed to react at all or no?
No, they said at the beginning that they hear people's things and then they just say thank you. They said we're not going to comment on anybody's, but she did end up commenting
all
on
right,
mine.
Here we go.
I've been disgustingly capitalizing on this for years, betting on the fact that most people will see a sign asking for money and pay for air without knowing their own rights. In their busy lives, they don't realize that not only is the air that we breathe free of charge, but so is the air in their tires, their pool floaties, and that one soccer ball that's constantly leaking air. But the true leak here is not our balls, it is our wallets.
Beautifully said.
Isn't it?
That's a great quote right there.
I want them to think about that.
That's your Rosie the Riveter right there. The true leak here is not our balls, it's our wallet.
Yes.
Let's get that made us immediately.
And as our local gas stations gouge their own community.
Where's that weird accent just popping up from?
Well, yeah. I'm reading and I'm scared.
You're going to like a weird like...
Gouge.
And as our local gas stations gouge...
Gouge is spelled weird. Yeah. I was looking on the paper and I was like...
And as our local gas stations gouge their own community by taking funds that are not legally theirs, profiting through misinformation and unclear messaging, it inflates the price of gas as well while we inflate our tires and take and take some more. And what they are really inflating is their egos and their wallets.
Well, you know,
this
has become very, Allie, I think of like any of the great speeches that have been delivered through movies over the years. I mean, you should have brought like your own boombox with you and just giving your speech.
This was my moment.
This was your moment.
I feel really good about what I did.
Imagine how this would have sounded with this playing behind you now.
Is the law not sacred in the city? Is the city not meant to be a haven and escape from the corruption and hypocrisy of the big city? How can we protect all of us from draining our life savings on lies? I do have pictures as evidence, even though I can't really show them to you now, but...
Oh, Jesus.
Of the air machines advertising a price alongside tap-to-pay card readers or traditional coin slots, there are many, and in many cases, I go in and ask them to turn the air on, and they do, but they just try and shoo me away, because they would rather I pay.
I
shouldn't have to do that, and like I'm here today asking
everyone
to free
like,
the air.
Yeah, I'm freeing the air.
By asking that all gas stations in the city of Agora be required to add a sticker or an emblem that makes it well known to the public that this air is free, so as not to cause our residents to cough up their hard-earned dollars to these relentless, as I call them, gas holes.
Yeah, they bleeped me.
Oh, you got bleeped when you said gas holes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they, like, edited it. They silenced the feed.
Wow.
Yeah,
crazy.
I got the feed silenced.
A time of inflation and economic uncertainty. In a time where we're asked to tip for everything, including coffee, and as I recently learned, babysitting. Let's do the public a service by telling them about the few times that we do not have to pay.
Thank you.
I think she's going to get an answer outside. Thank you.
Well, what was it like?
What?
What does that woman say? I think what?
So she said thank you. Then they said they're not going to comment on anything, right?
Did she say gayuge?
I think she's going to get an answer outside. Thank you, Denise.
Wait, is that lady British?
All right.
Yeah, our mayor's British. I had no idea.
Whoa.
Are there any other speakers?
We do not have any further speaker cards.
Everyone left. Everyone at Ali has walked the entire room.
We are now moving on to the council consent calendar.
Okay, oh, my, that sounds fun.
Listen,
I can't believe you did it. I'm impressed you did the video we're posting up. The Photoshop's have been unbelievable
Klein,
on our socials.
Klein, I got Ali's approached show. By a woman outside when I left the chambers.
For sex?
And this is what she said.
Hi, I'm the chief code enforcement officer. I honestly didn't know that the air was free. And I might be able to do something about it.
Whoa.
So she said, you told me you have pictures. I want to see the pictures. She gave me her email address. She wants me to send over all my evidence. And she told me that there is a summer leaflet that I might be included in she can let all the residents and the gas station owners know that they cannot
the
be the owners, that they can't be gouging us.
Yeah, no more gouging. Sally's going to be in the leaflet. Dan, quickly, we are way behind. What's up?
Okay, hi, guys. I'm a government teacher. Ali, I love your passion, but you're wrong. It's called Business and Professions Code 13651. Gas stations are only required to give you free air if you buy gas. That was passed in 99. It took effect in 2000. Owners give air for free because
that's
they don't want to deal
onus.
With your shit.
Onus. Get it straight. Onus. So you're saying Ali's wrong?
100% legally wrong, yeah.
And what is your claim to fame? Like, what is your credibility?
I'm a government teacher.
Yeah, well,
okay.
They still shouldn't be putting $1.50 on there and all these prices when it's free.
I'm getting Ali's music up.
Take that, government
speak
teacher.
More we got to take a. I think what you did, I think you made a real difference.
Make a difference, Klein. I could make it in the summer leaflet.
I am listening to this right
she's
now.
She's
going
to do something about it.
Poogers, you killed it.
Oh, my gosh, you loser.
That's I didn't say that.
The biggest difference Ali made was that all of these poor people were an extra 15 minutes late to their dinner that night. And that is the most important thing we can do. We have to take a break. We got your ADD news to get to in a moment. And if you have free air today, you have one person to thank. A bill that was passed in 1999, apparently.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Summer hours means that we are live till 11. Lucky you. And now your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So I have to give a shout out to KNX on this one because I heard this on the way in and they were nice enough to send over the details of the story to me. And I said, we got to cover this. Klein, when a new actor gets a star dedicated to them on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, what is the number one joke that people make at these dedication ceremonies?
Someone's going to pee or poo on my star.
That's the joke. I can't wait for people to go number one and two all over this brand new star. Even the woman who is on the committee that we met at Green Day's star dedication ceremony said everyone's got to make the poop joke at every ceremony. And now, talk about city council. Somebody has made a difference. This guy...
Finally, because we just heard a woman that made no difference. No, so I'm glad we finally someone's making a difference.
This person, since being elected on city council, has been able to unanimously approve the first public bathroom in Hollywood.
Oh,
and this was his speech at the LA City Council.
The first public bathroom in Hollywood.
Wow. Incredible. Wow.
Now, when I got into office, I thought it was outrageous that the number one most famous tourist destination in the world had no place for you to go number two. Before you start poo-pooing this motion, these bathrooms will be clean, fully staffed, and part of the new visitor center. Be on the lookout for your invitation to the first inaugural flush.
And now it's happening.
First inaugural flush. How do we not get out there for that?
I know. So now there's going to be this visitor center in Hollywood right by the Walk of Fame. And there's going to be the first public bathroom available so that people don't have to go number one and two all over the stars.
First of all, you know, no one's a bigger fan of first suds than me. I talk about how first suds is an amazing feeling you get whenever you go to any public bathroom and all that's in there is soap because it was recently cleaned and you're the first person to get to use it. It's a great feeling.
Inaugural flush.
This is inaugural suds. That's even better. Second point. How long before this toilet is absolutely disgusting and unusable?
15 minutes.
I would take the under, Jake. I mean, a public bathroom in the thick of Hollywood, they claim it's going to be clean, but there's no way
there's going to be a guy living in there.
Well, yeah, there are public bathrooms in San Francisco, and I have walked into one and then walked immediately back out.
Yeah, you have to.
It's got to be one of those self-cleaning ones, the ones that clean themselves after each use.
They can still mess them up, Omar, because I've walked into one, and then it closes on itself and then it cleans itself after every use and they are still weird and strange and scary.
Yeah, I give that thing less than a month, unfortunately. In theory, it's a good concept because good luck.
It was approved unanimously.
I know, because it makes sense. We should have a bathroom. People are walking around, but there's all these...
Yeah, but you always go to the Hollywood and Highland Complex, you know, any of the shopping centers around there. That's where you go. That's what you do.
Also, that's like a lot of the businesses that stay open around Hollywood, I would imagine, are people that are just selling that one item that we have to buy to use the bathroom.
Right.
Like, how many times have you bought the iced tea for the bathroom?
And it's like another scam.
Shut that down real quick. What is the smallest thing I can buy and still be considered a customer to use your toilet?
Well, even now, the smallest thing is probably $5.
Right.
I mean, you can't even find something for a dollar anymore at any store.
One time, I'm telling you, went into a place, and I think I was in Hollywood, and I said, can I buy a bottle of water? They said, sure. And then I said, can I have the bathroom key? And they said, you didn't spend enough. So it's not even enough now. Now they put a minimum in, like a $10
minimum. How much would you pay? So you'd pay $10 just to use the bathroom?
No, well, that's what I think. I said, how much more do I have to spend? They're like, you need to buy a drink and something to eat.
What?
Yeah, I was like, what?
They have requirements? All right, the Bezos wedding is underway. The Kardashians have arrived. I still don't know which one is which, especially with the $1 million of plastic surgery between the whole family. But Orlando Bloom has arrived. Oprah and Gail and Tom Brady are on the way. There are 200 guests in all. And they're spending approximately $50,000 per guest. So that gives you an idea of how expensive the wedding itself is. It's around $11 million, but it's probably more than that.
Omar, are you DJing this one? Or
I am. I'm flying right after the show.
Nice. Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good for you, man.
You know how much cocaine Lauren Sanchez snorts.
All right. I can't wait to get that number.
Well, she does know you. I feel like if she was going to pick a DJ on speed dial.
I don't think she knows me. I was just, in the vicinity where we were, like, partying together in a big group.
Yeah. So they've also said in the invitation that they are donating money to the city of Venice on their guests' behalf. I don't know how, if that was like a last minute thing because the city is so pissed at them or if they always plan on doing that. But they've already had a foam party on their super yacht. And then last night was a casual welcome night at the Madonna del Orto Church. And for tomorrow is going to be the black tie wedding. And then on Saturday is going to be their luxurious dinner. So it's, I think, a full week of festivities that has officially begun.
You know, the frustrating part about this is I bet you this is going to be one of the greatest events ever. And most of the people that will be attending, it will be just another day for them.
Dude,
because
I
their whole life is that. So, like, for anyone, any of us normies, we would be like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Like,
can you pick at least 10 people that are just, like, good Amazon shoppers?
Right.
Like, hey, you helped me make this billions of dollars. You are a serial buyer, not necessarily a serial returner. You're a loyal Amazon shopper.
That would have been a great promotion. It's just randomly a couple of cardboard boxes go to places around the country and you get an invitation to go to that wedding. And you'd really, a regular person would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Same concept I have with the Olympics. You know, when all the Olympians are competing, you can't really tell how good they are because they're all good. But you got to put one normie in the mix and you start realizing that javelin thrower is pretty damn good.
Even just have that one person film the whole thing or post about it on social media. Just the one random person who's like some lady in North Dakota who's like, I don't know, I just shop because the store Target's far away, so yeah. I just always use Amazon.
I love it.
All right, and then finally, the Liver King has challenged Joe Rogan to a fight. I guess he got arrested over this. He's already made bail, and I think he's out. But Brian Johnson, a.k.a. the Liver King, if you haven't heard of this guy, he was huge on social media. He got really famous for these, like, carnal principles of life, which include eating liver from animals and eating balls and, you know, pulling trucks to work out and all kinds of super extreme.
And working out underwater.
Working out underwater. Crap. Yeah, just any insane thing that he can think of. And the guy seems like he is truly off the rails. They also, in the documentary about him, they exposed that he was actually on steroids the whole time. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of pledging this whole, like, all natural, live off the land kind of mentality. But then he was on the juice. Now, in a series of videos, he came out and said, Joe Rogan, I'm calling you out. My name is Liver King, man to man. I'm picking a fight with you. I have no training in jiu-jitsu. You're a black belt, and you should dismantle me. But I'm picking a fight with you. Your rules, I'll come to you whenever you're ready.
What? Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Why would Joe Rogan ever take him up on this?
Joe Rogan likes to be alpha male. I mean, he's a big guy. Like, I
it's
am
alpha
the
versus alpha,
alpha
man.
Male. I would put all of my money on Liver King. I really would.
The black guy is annoying.
Joe Rogan will destroy him.
I don't think so.
They've been at odds for a while because if you watch the documentary, Joe Rogan was one of the first people that came out and was like, there's no way he's not on steroids.
Right,
you can't get that jacked without being on steroids,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and he was right. But
Liver King's like, no, I eat venison bladder. And I was like, all right, I guess that works. No one's ever done that.
And the documentary, they kill one and eat its balls and pray over it.
I know. It's wild.
And with his children watching.
I know, and they're eating
crazy.
The balls too.
Let's get into a brand new hour of the show, and let's do it right now.
Clyde Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Just after 8, I'm Klein. That's Ali. You got Jake the Nerd back there, DJ Omar Khan, Postmaster Johnny, and Vanessa taking the calls at 800-520-1067. Lots to get into this hour on the show, including the first can of Jake Shack Beans to give that away. Get your 4th of July barbecues ready to go. And listen, We're not a political show, but when people endorse Jake Shack beans, you better believe we let you hear it, because this was invented by Jake, who lives in a shack and really only eats beans. Not a made-up thing. This is Jake, who works on our show. He's got a lot of things about him that make him strange and weird. He's like everybody's weird uncle, but you have a new celebrity endorser, Jake, and this is perhaps your biggest celebrity endorser yet. And I don't know if you've heard this. I don't even know if you've heard these, but these are all coming through on the goat line, so people are trying your beans and they're loving them.
Hey, guys. It's me, Lippy. No. You know, I like to dump a lot of things on my chest.
Okay.
But my favorite is Jake Shack beans.
I mean, that's a big star. Blippi. Kids love Blippi.
Dude, that guy sells out arenas, doesn't
he? Yeah, it's crazy. That's even a bigger endorsement than this one.
Hey, it's President Donald Trump, and I don't often endorse any random product other than shoes, my own cryptocurrency, board games, online colleges, and my own water. Remember Trump Ice? Anyways, I am fully endorsing Jake Shack beans.
Oh,
like me, they are either loved or hated and are covered in some weird orange film. Sure, I may not like bean people, but I do like Jake Shack beans.
Oh.
Also, good luck with your shish kebab on Friday night, Jake. I've been in a few of those. Always fun. Just watch out for those hidden cameras.
Jake, I don't like your product anymore. I was a fan of it until you got that endorsement.
Yeah, boycott Jake Shack beans.
Cancel Jake Shack beans. Cancel them. It's Green Day. It's Klein Alley Show. It's K-Rock. It's summer. You're welcome.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.